This is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm currently here in the John Deere exhibit, which is definitely pretty busy today, which is great to see. I'm here with Kelby Kruger, who's in marketing with John Deere, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Exact Emerge planner system that they launched or unveiled last year in Louisville. How did that go?
It was very exciting. Up to this point, customers for decades had to run 5 miles an hour, and it's because you can, the seed is not controlled. It has to go through the seed tube, and you get seed spacing and depth control errors when you speed up. So we developed a product called our Exact Emerge that controls the seed all the way down to the trench, and it speed matches it as it puts it in the ground, optimizing it from essentially 1 mile an hour up to 10 miles an hour, where a seed tube is optimized at one speed based on the curvature of that tube at 5 miles an hour. So last year, it was a lot of excitement, and there was a lot of questions around how does this work. And so we springboard off of that, and we had 36 planters built and put them out from all the way from Nebraska over into Delaware and down from Alabama into Canada, and for demo units, and told customers, here, try these machines out, see what it'll do for your operation, look at the accuracy that you can have when you are speeding up in your environment, in your tillage practice, with your seed treatment and your seed size. We planted about 75,000 acres, put in 66 trials, and the results were phenomenal. And Purdue University did a third-party study, and their results for 2014, 1 year, one field, going from 5 miles an hour to 10 miles an hour, does not affect spacing, emergence, or yield. That's what their report says, summed up at the very end.
Wow, that is definitely quite impressive. How, the customers that you sent the planters to, what was their feedback like?
First, they were saying, "I'm not going to go 10 miles an hour, but I will try to bump it up." But then it's a little bit when you see the results, and it's like, okay, the results didn't change from 5 to 7. I'm digging, I'm seeing the same. I got to find out where the limit is on this. So then they're going 9. The results don't change. They're going 10 miles an hour. And so that's what it took to convince them, is they had to see for themselves. You know, they can read all they want, but until they see it on their own farm working, that's what really got them excited.
Are these currently in production for use?
So after they went for sale June of last year, and now we are actively producing these machines for this year. Customers are taking delivery. I've talked to at least 15 or 20 people during this show that have ordered one, and it's fun to see the excitement and answer those last questions before they get that planter. And so full production this year on our 1775 and our 1795.
This is obviously a tool, a piece of equipment that is going to change things for producers, not only on a time capacity, but on the ability to be exact in their planning. What kind of tools? I know a big thing that John Deere has been pushing is Operation Center, John Deere Portal. They've been talking about and trying to show the value more in at Commodity Classic. How can you tie those together, or with Machine Sync?
One thing that we're offering on our new planters is what we call SeedStar Mobile. It's a wireless data transfer that goes to the iPad, and it gets it down to the granularity where you can look at what is happening on each row unit, and you can zoom in, and it documents that, so you can look at how is this doing and compare maybe some hybrid versus you're doing some singulation or population. Do your own studies, and it's all right there at your fingertips. And then your iPad with your cellular connection will upload it into the My John Deere, and so then you can have access to it and give access to whoever you feel is a trusted source that you need to share that information with.
Where is Exact Emerge going heading forward? 2016, what new things are happening?
Yep, we're not stopping with just introducing two models. And so last week or 2 weeks ago in Louisville, we introduced in our DB lineup, which is actually from 60 foot to 90 foot, ExactEmerge is going to be available on it for 2016. We're standing here at Commodity Classic in front of a 1725 that we just unveiled to the public during this show with ExactEmerge, and both of those are will be orderable this coming June. We also have a new row cleaner that works well with the high-speed planting because it's adjustable, integrated, adjustable in the cab, totally integrated, that will be available for 2016. And we also launched our in-row fertilizer system that is compatible with our brush belt technology, because with the brush belt, it's sensitive that the fertilizer has to be placed in the right place so they don't get any interaction.
Kelby, it definitely sounds like you guys have a lot of exciting stuff that you're working on with the ExactEmerge system. Is there anything else that you want producers to know?
Well, I recommend that you, if you get the opportunity to go see one run or have a neighbor, or if you're running one yourself, share your results, because we're pretty confident you're going to be happy with them.
All right. Thank you, Kelby. Again, this is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic in Phoenix, Arizona.